Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jean-Paul Lavoisier, and you're listening to Stardish Radio. Tune in. It's a blast.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is July 7, 2008, and I'm your host, Joanne. I hope that everyone had a fantastic holiday weekend. I know I did. Packing away. Let's see, guys. Please call in. Participate with our guests, 347-945-5423. Log into the chat room. Make sure that you rate the show when it's over. You know the drill. This is supposed to be a One Life to Live week. And although I do have fabulous guests this week from One Life to Live, such as my guest tonight, Brandon Buddy, Mark Lawson, and I did add another guest from Guiding Light, though, Lawrence St. Victor, so I decided to change the theme to Sexy Men of Daytime Week on Stardish Radio, because that's exactly what it is. This week's lineup on Stardish can make any female weak at the knees. So, that being said, tonight's guest is a talented actor who came to Landview in 2006 as savvy businessman Vincent Jones. He has captured the hearts of soap fans all around, and he definitely fits in with the theme of this week's Sexy Men of Daytime. So I want everyone to please welcome Mr. Tobias Trevelyan to the show. Tobias, is this you?
Tobias, what the hell? Hello?
Hello.
Tony.
Hey, what's up, John?
Oh, I had a little bit of dead air there. Okay.
Is Tobias on Popeyon right now, right?
Yes, Tobias is supposed to be coming on right now. So I saw a New York area code, and I went for it, but then it went dead. So I'm just going to hold off on that one.
You'll call back.
Yeah. No, I know. But how are you? How was your holiday weekend?
Oh, it was great. It was fantastic. I got to go. Going on July 3rd downtown to the state of Chicago and saw the fireworks display with some friends of mine. I took the plunge and I actually went to with some friends. Actually, I met at the Taste of Chicago that Saturday, and they were in the social group, and I went and joined and signed up, and then I went down there on the 3rd and sat with them and watched the fireworks as they shot up over Monroe Harbor downtown Chicago. I didn't want to go because it was going to be it's going to be crowded down there with 1.5 million people down on the lakefront watching the fireworks too. And two, was my fear. You know, my fear of fireworks. I didn't want to be up real close. You know, so.
Mm-hmm.
But I bit the bullet and I said, listen, this is your chance. And I just took the lead, and I went, and I actually enjoyed it.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad to hear that. Okay, hang on a minute, Tony, because I'm going to check this caller right here and see if this is our wonderful guest. Hi, this is Joanne. Who am I speaking with?
Hello?
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 Okay, that's not Tobias. Let's see who's this over here. Hi, who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm speaking to Nicole. Hello?
Okay. I don't hear anything.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Oh, God, you got a lot of feedback. You have your computer speakers on or something?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me take it off.
Yeah, you have to turn those down.
Okay.
Yeah, you better turn it down.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. We're still waiting for Tobias to call in, so I'm going to put you on hold for a second, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right, so that's not Tobias. So what's going on? Did you watch today's episodes, Tony?
Yes, I certainly did. Yes, I certainly did. Let's see, when we start off with, let's see, what do you want to start with first?
Well, I mean, I just thought One Life to Live was fantastic again today, and I mean, I was floored by Thursday's cliffhanger. I knew Carlo Hesser was coming back, but I did not picture it to be as Talia's father.
Nobody did. Nobody did, Joanne. And
it was good one that they decided to keep under wraps, because, you know, these spoilers sometimes tell way, way, way too much. So I was very happy that they did that.
And you got to give Beth Ann Bonner a lot of credit. She did a magnificent job today. I mean, when she found out that Carlo, you know, her father was the one that brought her there, she really, Talia went off on him. I mean, she went off on him, saying, "You did this and did this and did our mother doing it. You made my mother do this and blah, 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 blah. That's why you got away from you, blah, blah, blah." And then all that stuff. He said, "Oh, you got to crave for your crime. I'll put criminals like you in jail." Ooh, and I said,
right.
You say that? Yeah. Go ahead, Talia. Tell them off. I love it. I love it. I love Beth Ann Bonner. She is great. They made a great choice when they got Talia. She proved today that she can do tough stuff like that.
Brandon's in the chat room, and he said that it's been floating around for a couple of weeks. But I didn't hear anything about it. I'm glad that I didn't know. It was a good surprise.
Yeah, it was a great surprise for all of us.
It certainly was.
And we also now know that Tina and Kane, that prince, that actually, that fake prince is actually Kane Rogan, one of Tina's little friends. And they're trying to pull a scam on the whole country. And, you know?
Right.
And it's about the crown jewels and the scam and everything else. What else is new with Tina? She's always hanging up with some riffraff. Kane happens to be the riffraff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like wanting to be a prince of a country. I mean, come on. Come on. Who's anybody going to catch on eventually, please?
I know.
That was incredibly funny. Okay, from the incredibly weird to the incredibly sublime. And you know, Bo and Lindsay were supposed to get married today.
And
of course, Nora interrupted the wedding with that letter in her hand. Bo told her a million times that don't even think about it, Nora. Don't even say whatever you got to say, keep it to yourself. But she said, "No, I have to show you this. I have to show you this. I have to show you." She insisted on the letter. So she wanted to read the letter. But Lindsay said, "No, you're not going to read the letter. I will read the letter." And she wrote it. And she read the letter, every word for word.
Right.
Everything RJ said. And after she got the ring, everybody out of the room. Everybody out. And then he went and told Lindsay, and when he got, he was very disappointed in Lindsay. He let her know about it. He would say, "You lied for months. You did not tell me about blah, 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 blah." And next thing you know, he walked out the room and left Lindsay crying on the floor.
I know. That was
absolutely
really sad.
Crying on the floor, absolutely sad. And then Nora tried to explain, said, "I don't want to hear it." And he just walked out the door. But the surprising part of this, not only Clint went off on her, but Matthew went off on her. He said, "You don't care about Dad's family. You only care about yourself."
That's all she did.
She wanted to ruin that day for Bobo. They say, "I'm not trying to ruin it, Savon. I was trying to protect it." Yeah, right. And then he went off. I couldn't believe Matthew went off on Nora. I'm like, go on, Matthew. Matthew told him, and even her own son saw exactly what she was doing.
Exactly.
She was going there a day, and he did not like it one bit.
She couldn't hold herself back if she was, like, slathered up in handcuffs or hogtied. She could not wait to get in there and bust that up, because she asked Nigel specifically, "What would you do if this was you?" And he steered her in the opposite direction.
Yes, he did. He said,
but she did not care what anybody had to say. She was going to do what she wanted to do.
She wanted,
it didn't make a difference.
And she wanted to tell that secret, doesn't matter, didn't matter how it ruined anybody's life or how I feel about it. She wanted to get out in the open that Lindsay did this, that Lindsay killed Spencer Truman, and then fake this whole scene thing to keep her out of prison.
Right.
So they wanted to let her know about it.
Right.
And it obviously works because Bo walked out on her.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I understand why he walked out on her, but I think that in a twist of fate, it should have been like, you know what, Nora? You did what you had to do and just went on with it anyway. Brandon saying Bo and Lindsay doesn't make sense as a couple, but I guess I've kind of rooted for them because of the last time, and, you know, she did try and show that she changed or whatever, but, I mean, damn it, Bo got to be with somebody already.
Damn right.
You know? He needs somebody.
Daggum right.
He needs somebody. And if it's not Lindsay, then somebody.
I know. Gosh, I was kind of hoping that they would get together. I was hoping that it would have been like a little twist in there, you know, Bo telling Nora to pretty much go screw off and, you know, I'm marrying her anyway.
Yeah, that would have been pretty nice. That would have been a nice little twist. It was like, yay, just tell him, Bo. That'll be telling him, Bo. Yeah, tell Nora to sit, go sit her butt down and shut up.
This is true. Oh, wow. All right, this is the time. Okay, we're 10 minutes into the show. Tony, this is where I'm going to make my phone call. So
okay.
I'm going to put you on the spot and keep talking.
Okay, well, let's continue on with the one like list stuff. And now we've already talked about Talia and Connell. We already talked about Bo and Nora. Now we're talking about the climax of the day. Well, the most volatile story that's going on right now, the situation with Star's baby and the adoption that she wants to give Marcy her baby. She went today to Michael to try to persuade Michael to convince him to take the baby. But obviously, Michael has reservations about that, about letting him and Marcy adopt Star's baby once he's born. So eventually, he will try to see it her way. But on the other side of town, Cole goes to Todd, of all people. This is the one man who absolutely hates, let me tell you something. Let's be real, folks. He's the one man that absolutely hates without a passion what he did to Star or supposed to have done to Star. And then he goes to the one person who absolutely hates his guts and tells him about Star being pregnant. He admitted to Todd that Star was pregnant. He let him know. And then his reaction, he wanted to kill him. He wanted to kill him right there and then. But then he told him that he needed his help to get the baby. Todd obviously eventually threw him out. But he let us know about it. And then, Todd knew about it. But then when he found out that he was being adopted, and then when he found out that Star asked Marcy and Michael to take her baby when it's born, that incensed him. That absolutely incensed him. He said, no grandchild of mine is going to be raised by a woman who stole my child, and blah, blah, blah. You know, Todd, he always thinks about it. So I think he's not the victim here. He's always the one that always thinks he's the victim and thinks he owns everything. But the problem with that is, how in the world could you own something that's not even yours yet? I mean, hello. It's Star's baby. It's not yours, okay? And to say that you want to take the baby away from Michael and Marcy again, because this is what Star wants. This is what she wants. And this is what's going to lead to a court battle eventually, because these two are going to be on opposite sides. Cole wants to keep the baby, wants Star to keep the baby, because these two wanted to raise it. Star wants to give the baby away. to the parents that want, especially to Michael and Marcy, but Todd's not going to have none of that.
Right.
Eventually.
Well, no, it's definitely going to go to court, and it's going to be another played out kind of thing. And Brandon's saying in the chat room, wasn't it odd that they didn't even play the beat of Cole's mother living at Todd's house now, which is
yeah,
true. You know, the two
thing.
Of them are sitting there screaming and yelling at each other, and it didn't even – there was no inclination that she was there, no – right. There was no look of guilt on Todd's face. There was nothing. And yes, that was very strange. It was
All he had was a look on his face of disgust or surprise, and then disgust at Cole because he got his dog pregnant.
Right. Yeah, that's all he could concentrate on was the fact that Star was pregnant. It had nothing to do with, you know, nothing to do with Marty, period. I just want to give everybody an update. I did just try and get in touch with Tobias, and I got no answer. This was confirmed Friday for today, and I was assured that he had all the correct information. And I just sent out an email to his publicist, so I hope he has a BlackBerry that's on. And, you know, who the hell knows what's going to happen at this rate in the game, you know, I'm kind of used to this kind of stuff now, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, well, if we get Brandon on the phone right now so we can finish, if we get his opinion.
Yeah, well, Brandon needs to call in. He's not on the line. He's not calling in.
Hey, Brandon, you're out
the
there calling,
call.
Man. Call in so we can
yes.
talk about One Night to Live right here.
Yes. He's saying there should have at least been a scene of Marty upstairs hearing loud voices. You're right. There should have been. She should have heard something to, you know, give her some kind of memory jog or, I'd like to see how long they're going to pull this storyline out, you know, of Todd and their BSing and stuff.
You basically gotta believe personally practically all summer. That's what I'm looking at.
Right. All right. I'm bringing Brandon on now. Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
Brandon, where are you?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
There you Hello? Are.
Hey,
your
Brandon.
Name, Brandon.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing good.
Oh. Yes, you know, just another typical night at Stardust Radio where the guests never call in.
Yeah, well, Catherine showed up at the halfway mark, so keep hope alive.
I left a message.
Yeah, that's right. Catherine showed up at half hour. Yeah, showed up
that's
at the half
right.
hour last week.
That's
so
right.
You got to keep hope alive.
Yeah,
well, Brandon,
right.
That was your impressions for today's episode. What was it like from your point of view?
I don't know. After Thursday's cliffhanger, I was looking forward to a little more excitement. I was kind of eh about the whole thing. It was
right.
I wasn't very
a little bit of a letdown.
Yeah, it was to me. But see, I don't like Bo and Lindsay as a couple. We've already talked about my dislike of Todd. I thought it was very strange that there was nothing. There was no mention of Marty at all, or no scenes of Marty.
Right.
With, you know, her son at the house, it was very strange that there was not even a mention of Marty.
Right.
You know, no scene of her upstairs hearing loud voices, screaming downstairs or anything. It was just,
mm-hmm.
I thought that was very strange.
Right.
I thought the whole Tina Kane thing was strange.
Well, you know, I think, like I said, I really think that was just their shot at trying to be comedic. Because he said something to her about, like, when the hell did you get so, you know, so maternal all of a sudden? And so I think that's why they did it.
Yeah, it missed the mark with me, but I don't know. And who, you know, it's only one man's opinion, I guess.
Yeah.
And I had been hearing the rumor about Talia and Carlo for a couple of weeks, so it wasn't a surprise.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, see, I haven't seen it. Yeah, I haven't seen it at all. So I was glad about that I didn't see it, because that was a little bit of a shocker for me. You know, I like that element of surprise. For this show, I do need to read up on stuff, but I don't like to because I like to be surprised. You know, I don't want to know everything that's going on. Donna, Maggie wants to come on for a second, so I'm going to bring her on the phone. She has to get on before 10:30, so let's bring Maggie on. I know she's probably very anxious about Brandon Buddy's interview tomorrow. Maggie?
Yes?
Hi, Maggie. Say hi to Brandon and Tony.
Hi, Brandon and Tony.
Hi, Maggie.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, I can't wait to tomorrow.
You're all excited, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
I know
well,
yeah.
Just remember, you will be the very first person that I pick up, okay?
Okay. I want Doc to be the wrong Tom.
Well, I can't. We have to take other callers too, Maggie, but I will definitely bring you on the first caller, okay?
Yeah. No. I don't want to be the first caller.
You don't want to be the first caller?
No.
You will be the first caller, Maggie. See you the shirt.
Maggie?
Hello? Yeah.
You don't want to be the first caller?
No.
Okay.
Why not?
I don't know.
Okay, so then I'll make you the second or third.
Yeah.
That's better?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, you'll be all set, okay? I promise.
Yeah. I want to be the co-host with you tomorrow.
Oh. Well, tomorrow... I cannot have another co-host for tomorrow, but I will bring you on the phone, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Maggie.
Bye.
Okay, bye,
honey.
Bye, Maggie.
That's sweet.
Okay. Yes, she is so in love with Brandon Buddy. So in love with Brandon Buddy. Okay, so... Back to what we were saying, Carlo Hesser. And so now it makes you wonder, now, how are they going to tie Talia and Carlo together when all along, you know, they never showed him, or to my recollection anyway, of him being married and having children other than the one Johnny.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Go ahead, Brendan.
Well, we only met him in 1990. And
right.
Talia is at least 35 years old. So, you know, you can make it work with the history because we've only known Carlo for at maximum 20 years. So,
right, that's true.
You know, it's she was talking about, you know, living with Johnny for a while and living with Charlotte. So, you know, you could, and then her and the mother getting away from Carlo. So you can imagine that they made their escape long before Carlo even came to land. So
right.
I bought that personally, but
did anybody else hear that Beth Ann Bonner's on her way out of the show?
No, that
I haven't heard that.
I haven't heard that. That was a rumor that was started. I think it was about a week ago, but I think that rumor. I think you take that rumor with a grain of salt because I think there's no way they're gonna get rid of Beth Ann Bonner right now. I mean, she's too involved. Of what the storylines are, and she's too much of a central character now. So I don't think you should even get her out of here.
I don't know. That's what I heard.
But you know what, John? They said the same thing about Justice Bolden.
Yeah, they said that Adrienne Leon was going to be taking her place.
Yeah, that's just a rumor. That's just a rumor.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think Adrienne Leon wants to come back to an ABC show, you know? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because you look at the way they treated her on General Hospital, you know, when she played Brooke Lynn over on GH, and she didn't have much storyline after the musical thing that they did and everything else, and the storyline with the stage getting killed off.
Yeah.
Since that time, she was nothing but a background. She was not in the background. She was on maybe one or two times a day.
Yeah, and
right.
I'm starting to like
times
her
a week, and plus they say there's problems about her not being on time and show. There were rumors going around about her, and then she was going to leave, and eventually she left the show, and eventually
right.
they fired her from the show, and then she wound up on Young and the Restless only for a year,
mm-hmm.
and then the situation came out where apparently her. A weight problem that she had.
Right.
You know? And then they fired her from that show. So I don't know if she wants to come back to soaps right away because she's more than just a soap opera. Actually, she's also a talented singer, too. Let's not forget. She has her own band, too.
Right.
So I don't think she would have come back to daytime right away. You know, unless somebody gets her a real good offer to come play Sarah. But there's a lot more people who could play Sarah than Adrienne Leone. I mean, there's a lot more talented actresses out there.
Right. Well, they were saying that it was a possibility that she was going to dye her hair blonde. And this is all sources from all these things I've been getting, I've been seeing, rather, on Daytime Confidential. Not about Bethany and Bonner, but about Justice Boulding. And then there's another thing that I was going to ask Tobias about. There has been a rumored cast what's her name? DeWanda Wise had been cast as Juliana, and she's supposed to be the female who Vincent has been having an affair with, and she was supposed to be set cause to the ultimate demise of Layla and Vincent, and Tika Sumpter and Tobias Trevelyan were supposed to be on their way out also. So I was going to ask him about that. I did just receive an email from his publicist, and he said that Tobias confirmed it with him that he would be on the show, and he just left him a message. He doesn't know what happened. So another message has been sent out, so we'll see what happens.
Okay.
But, yeah, that was another one that I was going to ask him. They were saying that he was on his way out.
Well, Layla's always kind of been a pointless character, so and especially now that Evangeline's gone, I mean, it's no great loss to the show, I don't think.
Well, I mean, they really could have done something with Vincent and Layla. You know what I mean? They could have made her something. You know, I mean, she was brought on the show as the sister of a good character, and then you brought Tobias in, who I really like. I really like the character of Vincent, and I feel that they just dropped the ball on him.
Not once, but twice.
Because remember back in the day when she first started, they had him that were going to have rumors that he was going to be paired off with Natalie back in the day.
Yeah, well, that's what I was hoping for.
Yeah, and they actually had a friendship. They actually had a friendship going, actually, those two. And then they changed it to a whole new direction, and they end up being with Layla. And then this is what we got situation now. And now all of a sudden you got this new woman coming into town that's claiming that an affair with Vincent is going to break up those two up. So it's a situation that's really I can't put in words.
Well, you know, I mean, not for nothing, one of the things that I liked about One Life to Live was the diversity of cast, the racial diversity, the sexual diversity of it, and it seems to me that they just dropped the ball on all ends of the earth, you know, other than the resident Hispanic Vega family. Timothy D. Stickney is gone. It's like, you know, I really liked it when him and Lindsay were together. I liked the interracial pairing.
Yes.
And he's gone. And now Tobias will be gone. They only use Sean as a bodyguard. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like they don't know what to do with them, so they give them these ridiculous roles that make absolutely no sense.
Yeah, that's another thing. When Sean came on, he came on with Tobias as Vincent's bodyguard. Now with Tobias about to leave the show, he's now over with the Mannings now. He's over with Blair. First started being Todd's bodyguard, now he's Blair's bodyguard.
Right.
So he's basically, you know, been on basically once, maybe twice a week. That's basically it. He's a recurring player. That's all that is.
Right. Well, I think that they could do more for him, for the African American actors and give them these pointless roles as bodyguards and bouncers and thugs. You know, there's no reason that they couldn't have somebody up in BE or, you know, in one of the newspapers or something. You know what I'm saying? Something. I mean, they gave Vincent a role as an art collector or art dealer for Lindsay. When did he become an art dealer? You know, he's supposedly out scouting around for art.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
It's like, where
right.
did that come from?
Right, but he was back, yeah, but back in the day, he was like, you know, one of those, you know, bookies and all that, betting on sports, gambling on, you know, the money. But then he got
right.
caught doing that. He changed
mm-hmm.
his ways, basically.
Right.
And then he became this art dealer for, you know, for Lindsay.
Right.
And
well, they should have turned into actually something instead of just keep sending him off the screen. You know, oh, where's Vincent? And where's Layla? I mean, where is she? You know, it's like they dropped her, too. I mean, I understand what Brandon's saying about, you know, really, I mean, the role that they have her in now, no, it is really no loss to the show if she's not there because
especially
she's never on anyway.
Her sister's gone. Her best friend and business partner's gone. So,
yeah,
I mean,
Adriana's in Paris, right? Paris now.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
so
I mean, when they were on the show, she was kind of a pointless island character, and now there really is absolutely no point to.
And you know what? Zach is saying the same thing. They could have did something with Hugh Hughes, which is true, with Vincent and Hugh Hughes, since they went to college together. You know what I mean? And they pretty much
dropped the ball on that too.
On that one also.
Because they kill, and they end up killing Hugh off.
And they killed him off and sent Paige away, which to me made absolutely no sense. I mean, I don't think they had to kill him off because he had a connection to someone in Landview.
Right.
Paige, on the other hand, I could see them sending her away. You know, she had nothing with Bo. She had nothing, period. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but that was a case of, you know, three different actresses playing the role in the span of a year, and
right,
you know, you can't get any traction.
Kim,
on character.
Yeah, right. Kimlyn Brown. Who else? Kimlyn Brown. I know.
Katie Huffman from The Producers played it
Katie
for a
Huffman.
While, and then Alexandra Neal finished it.
And Alexandra Neal, right? Right.
And, no matter how good the character is, no matter how good the writing is, you can't get any traction as a character when you have
right.
just that kind of turnover in the span of a year.
Oh yeah, that's kind of like what they did with Carly over on GH.
General Hospital.
Until they nailed it with Laura Wright. It was hard to replace Tamara Braun. You know.
Right.
I mean, Tamara Braun was really good as Carly, and then they went through. I don't even know what the other woman's name is, but whatever.
Her name was Jennifer Bransford. She was on one.
Jennifer Bransford. She didn't last, but she didn't even last a year on that show before Laura Wright took the role. And it was after Tamara Braun left the show prior to that. So it was a big hole in between. Jennifer didn't exactly call out with the fans of GH as Carly. So they had to get rid of her. So Laura had to bring a better actress who can play the role. And Laura Wright had that kind of edge, that Carly edge they were missing when Tamara left the show.
Right. I like Laura as Carly.
She's fantastic. Fantastic.
Oh, I know. I know, Brandon. That's one of my goals is to get her on just for you.
I'm rooting for you. I'm telling you, I'm rooting for you.
See, me too. Wait, what about me? I like Laura Wright too.
Oh, gosh, Tony. You know, and it's so hard because, you know, look, General Hospital actors for this show are normally pretty accessible, and most of them have open minds to, you know, come on and do it. But it's very difficult to snag those four top characters, Laura, Ingo, Maurice, and Steve. Turned down by everybody.
Okay. Well, you know, Joanne? I call them tiers. So it's like tiers, so like first and second tier actors. The first tier is the main characters. It's the main parts, the main actors who play the main parts. And they're the ones that are harder to get because they are on the screen most of the time. That means they have to be taping most of the time. So
right.
It's very difficult. Now you got the second tier actors who are the recurring actresses, and the people who are no longer on the show. Those are the people might be able to get to reach.
Yeah, but you know what though, Tony? If you really think about it, with the people that I've had on the show already, I've had Brandon Barash, I've had Josh Duhon at his peak, I've had, for crying out loud, Megan Ward just last week. And
Brad
I'll tell you right now, she has been the most successful show for Stardish Radio. It used to be Brandon Barash was first. Second was actually Alicia Lee Willis.
The one that we get.
Yes, yes. And that was the second most successful one. But I'll tell you right now, Megan Ward swept them guys in the dust. She's got almost 1,600 downloads of her show.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You know, so the fact that, you know, they're tier actors and actresses and stuff like that, I understand all that, but at the same time, you do have actors who fit into that category that take the time out of their day to connect with the fans.
Like Megan.
You know, I mean, Megan sat there with us, and, you know, it was during her family time, and she was very pleased to do it with, you know, with us. And then, I mean, if you think about it and you look back at the guest list, even Greg Vaughn on Thursday, you know, he sat there and told us that, you know, he was getting ready to put his son to sleep. And so, again, you know, it's I think it's a matter of who wants to do it and who doesn't want to do it.
Absolutely.
I would love to have, you know, I requested Ingo, and I was told that he, you know, had been doing so much press, he was kind of laying off. And then Maurice Bernard really doesn't like to do press. And, you know, because it does, not that he doesn't like to do press, I don't want to say that. Maurice, if anybody had seen, you know, he just adopted a child.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives him four children now, and one of them is a teenager. So I know he's really, really busy. And Laura Wright has her two kids. But, you know, to me, there's always 30 minutes somewhere in your day that you can spare to join the fans that come in, you know, that keep you on that screen every single day.
Absolutely.
You know, and as far as all my children is concerned, I just kind of backed off requesting anybody from all my children, because right now I can't, it's like trying to get blood from a stone to get someone like from that cast to come on the show. You know, I've had some really good ones, and again, the more popular characters just, you know, can't be bothered, or you know, they're busy, or however, you know, whatever excuses they're using, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, it is what it is, but I'll never stop trying, but right now I just kind of backed off all my children for now.
Well, I think that as you grow and as this gets bigger, and it seems to get bigger every week,
mm-hmm.
I think more people will come around. I hope so anyway.
Yeah, well, no, I hope so, too. And then it also counts on the guests actually calling in, you know?
True. It's true. But you've had far more successes than you've had failures, so, you know.
Well, you know what? I don't even look at them as failures, you know, truthfully, because I always have you guys that kind of stick with me. And, you know, everybody sits and we chat, and I enjoy that. I normally don't do just chat. Talk in the beginning I did, but then I kind of saw that, you know, people wanted to hear from their favorites, and that was my goal, was to try and get everyone's favorites to come on, you know, and so I don't know. I think in September, Stardish is going to take a little turn. Maybe we'll do 2 days a week of chat and try and do the other 3 days as guests, because I do want to have consistency of 5 days.
Okay.
And so I'm thinking maybe 2 days of chat and 3 days of guests, and I'm hoping that'll blow up a little bit in September, you know, when more people will be accessible to come on and not so many people on vacation and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's the other thing right now. It's summertime and, you know, the days
mm-hmm.
are longer, and so people are kind of out with their kids and families and whatever, and so.
Absolutely. And, you know, at the last week of July, and I believe it's going to move into the first week of August, there won't be any shows at all. Oh, guys, talk amongst yourselves. Hang on a second, okay?
Because she's going to be moving up to Buffalo, Brandon.
Yeah, she was saying that last week. I heard her talking about it.
Yeah, and Ernie, and I took a look at the schedule earlier, today. She got some new shows added, a couple new shows have been added. For July 21st, she's going to have one of the new members of Night Shift, Kerry Southworth, and then Christina Chambers will be on July 22nd.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, the former Marty.
I bet she has quite a lot to say.
Oh, yes, no doubt, for the time that she played Marianne at her react. Yeah, right here. Hello? Hello? Who's that? Yeah, that's
hi.
What I was saying. Hello? Who's doing this? Who's doing this?
Sweetheart, you got to call the other number. Ken didn't give you the other number to call.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
Still there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, as I was saying, yeah, Christina Chambers is going to be on July 22nd. That's, I think, 2 weeks from tonight, 3 weeks from tomorrow night.
Well, 347.
Yeah. That's the day after my birthday.
945.
Really? 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 Your birthday's on July 21st?
Yes, it is.
And I'll pick you right up.
Another person that shares your birthday is a young actress on All My Children, Chrishell Stutz, who plays Amanda Dillon. She has the same birthday. Yes, July 21st.
It's a good day. Good day.
That's so right on that. It is a pretty good day. But getting back to Christina Chambers for a moment here. It was the way they booted her off the show, you know.
Yeah, she definitely got a raw deal, and she was great on Sunset Beach. And
Tony and Brandon.
Let me interrupt
you for a moment, okay?
Okay.
Because Tobias just called me and he's calling in right now. So you guys hang on just a minute, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks. Welcome, Tobias.
Hello.
How are you, darling?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
Oh gosh, I'm happy we got you.
I told you not to give up hope, Joanne. I told you.
Yeah, I told you. Both told you.
Don't give up. How's everybody?
We've just been chatting away about your show and, you know, deciding whether or not I was going to bash you for not calling in. No, I'm only kidding.
Oh, no bashing. No Tobias bashing.
No, we love Tobias. No, I would never, ever, 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 ever.
Yes,
no,
yes.
I'm very happy that you were able to call in. I understand you've taken time out.
My tardiness for being late. But better late than never, my pop.
That's right. That's right, my brother. Absolutely.
That is so true. That is so true. So, Tobias, you missed, like, this wonderful introduction I had out for you and everything. Gosh.
Well, I missed it. It landed where it was supposed to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm happy that you're with me here. Now, let me just start off with Tobias, a little background on you. Native New Yorker, Queens guy, former model, and you were named by Essence Magazine as one of 2007's Do Right Men.
Yeah.
You were nominated for an NAACP Image Award for Outstanding Actor in a Daytime Drama Series, and you are also known for your philanthropic work with the Michelle Thomas Admiration Society. I was very impressed with this. I never heard of it, and I want to know more about it. So for people who don't know who Michelle Thomas is, can you explain what it's all about?
Well, Michelle Thomas was the actress who's no longer with us anymore. She played Steve Urkel's girlfriend on Family Matters.
Mm-hmm.
She was Malcolm Jamal Warner's girlfriend in real life. Hold on 1 second.
Uh-huh. I love live radio, guys.
Never a dull moment.
Well, did I finish the statement that he was going to say, Joanne, about Michelle Thomas?
Well, she's from the
Hello,
Cosby Show.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay, Tobias.
My wife wants to know what am I doing at this time of night on the telephone.
Oh, no.
I had to let her know that I'm talking to you. And, yes, back to Michelle Thomas. she, like I said, was Steve Urkel's girlfriend on Family Matters. You remember
mm-hmm.
her. She played Justine on The Cosby Show.
That's right.
She was his girlfriend to Malcolm Jamal Warner, and she was taken from us at a very early age. She had a rare stomach cancer, and she made a transition back to heaven.
Right.
And we named the foundation after her because she was such an angel while her time was here. And what we do is mm-hmm. we support underprivileged kids. We give them scholarships to schools and dance programs, kids that are doing well in school. We take their families out. We feed their families. We do, you know, many different things in the community as far as basketball leagues, girls, scouts, all kinds of different things. But one of the main thing that we do with Michelle Thomas is all about paying it forward because that's what she believed in, and she was always
right.
giving back. So that's one of the big things that we're always, always doing is giving it back to the children, and because they're the future. And without them, you know, we wouldn't have anything. So that's one of the main focuses about Michelle Thomas Admiration Society.
Well, I applaud you for that. I really do.
Thank you.
It's any type of organization or society that has to do with someone, especially when they passed away at such a young age of cancer,
really
strikes a chord with me because I was diagnosed at 32 with cancer. I'm a survivor. I'm 38 now, but
right.
just knowing at that, I saw how young she was. I got goose pimples from it because, you know, you always think in the back of your head, that could have been you, you know.
Right.
So I totally admire what you're doing for that.
Oh, thank you so much. And she, like I say, she was an angel. And she, and you never hear anybody say a bad thing about this girl. She
right,
was
right.
absolutely wonderful. And, you know,
it's important.
That we, you know, do these kind of things and give back to the children because without them, you know, we wouldn't have anything, you know. And
exactly.
And the today's kids, you know, they have so much to deal with. So it's just very important for me and my circle of family that, you know, these are the types of things that we do. And Michelle wouldn't want it no other way.
Right. Well, I was looking for a website. But I it wasn't up and running. So, I mean, I didn't know if there was another site that everybody can go to. I would like to post a link on our blog when we're finished.
Yeah, the Michelle Thomas Admiration Society, and then we have a P.O. box where people send information. We have a mailing address. You know, the main thing that we do with the it's like different kids that we know and family, they come to us and we have them dance lessons and we take them and do tap and we do acting and we do all
right.
different kinds of stuff. Even this summer we have 3 or 4 kids that are going to be in the summer programs. We have some in New Jersey, there's some in Queens. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. And anybody that wants to volunteer or maybe even help, I can give you a mailing address where you'll be able to, you know, send in your information and you could be part of the team.
Absolutely. Once the show is, if not tonight, tomorrow, I'm going to give you a call and I'm going to get all that information so I can post it for everyone. And I know a few people that may be interested in doing work like that.
Great.
So that would be good. Okay, now let me just get right down to the big elephant in the room. Where the hell is Vincent Jones?
Oh, Vincent. Well, Vincent right now is, he's away handling, but he's on vacation. I don't know. I wish I could tell you where Vincent is at this moment, but Vincent is, you know, he's still there. He's just, you know, having little women problems coming up between him and Layla. And, you know, that's the way it is over there right now, but... You know, as far as my acting, I'm, like, doing other things and film projects and stuff. So when the Vincent storyline comes back around, you know, we'll have more to talk about him.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's what I was going to address with you. There was a rumor going around on Daytime Confidential that an actress by the name of DeWanda Wise has been cast as the homewrecker between Vincent and Layla.
Yeah.
And, you know, that there was supposed to be some type of departure for the both of you and Tika. And Of course, you know, these are just rumors that are floating out there.
Well,
no one will ever confirm it.
You never know with these things. You know, they don't, they change their minds every, you know, way the wind blows. So, you know, they have a new character. What's her name? Janelle. Janelle will be there. And,
okay.
You know, she's stirring up a little mess between Vincent and Layla. And, you know, we'll see where that heads. I'm not too sure exactly what they have in plan, and Ron might have ideas for Tika and myself. But, you know, a whole time that we've been there, we've had explored a few different things. We had a little bit of a love scene, and, you know, Tika's a wonderful girl, and, you know, acting with her was fun. And, you know, I think, you know, it goes through different course. Oh, here's my beautiful wife. Hello.
Tell her we said hello.
Hello. Always hello.
What's up? Excuse me. Hold on a second.
Live radio, right?
Look, you know what? A woman's got to keep tabs on her men, boy. Because I know I would be, too. If my man was on the phone in the middle of the night, I'd be wanting to know who he's on the phone with, too.
Sometimes I'm in the middle of the night, it's more like 11 o'clock. I'm approaching 11 p.m.
Hello, I'm so sorry.
That's all right. That's okay.
Yes, yes. She says
that's
hello
right.
to Stardust Radio.
Tell her I said thank you so much for being patient and loaning you to us for a little bit.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Okay, well...
So back to Vincent and Layla. Like I say, all we have to do is wait and see. You know, there'll be some interesting scenes coming up that, you know, we'll see how that plays out, and maybe the fans will write in and change the writers' minds or something. I don't know.
Well, yeah, but I mean, well, that's what I wanted to say. Do you think that they kind of like dropped the ball? They were pretty much, you know, there could have been a lot of possibilities between Vincent and Layla, or as we were saying earlier, Vincent and even Hugh Hughes, and there could have been a lot of storylines
you know,
for Vincent in there.
You know, there's a lot of talent over there at the office, and, you know, they pick and choose the way they want to, you know, use their actors. So you have to, you know, you have to respect their vision, and you know that's the way it goes. You know, if some actors are more popular than other ones.
Right.
Some actors, you know, everyone has their own talent. So as far as you can only do what they write for you at the same time. So, you know, that's the name of that tune. That's the way.
Well,
it is. And you know how so they come.
Yeah.
But as long as you're there. It can always change at a glance.
Absolutely. Well, let me ask you a question. As an actor, who inspires you? What actor or actress inspires Tobias Trevilian to be the best actor that he can be?
Oh, man. I love Russell Hornsby. He's a wonderful actor. He plays a cop on Lincoln Heights. I don't know if you ever watched Lincoln Heights. Russell Hornsby is a wonderful actor. You know, Morgan Freeman, Lawrence Fish. There's different people that are, Ebony Joanne, she's a wonderful actress on Broadway. You know, there's people in my life that, you know, entertainers that I pull from, you know, the men in my life that I enjoy. Different places that you pull from that people that inspire you. You know, I believe Morgan Freeman is one of the top dogs. You can't touch him. You know, he's like the creme de la creme to me as far as acting. He's, you know, so versatile. He's, you know, he's just majestic. His style, his approach to the material, and he's classic at the same time. You know, I don't think there's a role that Morgan Freeman can't play. You know,
right.
Absolutely.
And I don't know. I just had experience with Wesley Snipes and Don Cheadle. Had a fortunate day to work with them, and you know, that was a great experience too. And they're wonderful actors. I think Wesley, you know, he opened the door for a lot of young actors to do what we're doing now. So to say homage to all of these great actors, you know, without them, I would never be able to do what I'm doing.
Right.
So they, like I say, I'd like to take a little bit of this, a little bit. I like people for different reasons.
Right.
You know?
Well, let me ask you this. Is there any one particular actor or even person, it doesn't have to be an actor, that gave you a piece of advice that you'll carry with you for the rest of your life?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's tons of people there. I remember I worked with Michael Jordan once, and I told him, I said, how you doing, Tobias? And I said, I'm hanging in there. And he said, hey, as long as you're hanging, somebody will pull you on up. And that's something that I'll always keep with me. You know, it just meant that, you know. And I work with another producer at the National Black Theater called, his name is Tunde Samuels.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things he used to always say is that he was in the game and still playing. And I always say that. People always ask me, how are you? And I said, I'm in the game and still playing. And
that's
you
a
have
good
to
quote.
Be in, you have to be in the game, you know, and you got to be playing to be in it. So that those, you know, some little things like that I keep with me all the time.
Right. No, those are definitely good quotes. What has been, if there has been, the craziest soap fan experience that you've had since you started on One Life to Live? Because you know these soap fans are crazy.
Well, yeah, I love them. It's always, they just catch me in the weirdest moments, you know. It's when I'm home and I've been cooking and I'm in the backyard digging in my garden and I'm all dirty and I gotta run back to Home Depot and I've been sweating all day. And then I'm on the line with wood and mulch and stuff and they say, oh my God, that's you. And it's like, you know, I can't believe it's always like that. It's always like that for me when I'm just at my worst. And they, you know, someone will recognize me and they want to take a picture and I'm all stinky and everything. But I love them. You know, I love them. And, you know, sometimes, you know, it's always for me, it always catches me in the weirdest time when I least expect it.
Right. Well, you know, as a soap actor, you have fans that are just going to follow you everywhere. So no matter what genre of entertainment you end up in, those soap fans are always going to be there. That's for sure.
Oh, cool.
I've had a couple people on hold that since 10 o'clock that have been waiting to talk to you. So
really?
I'm going to bring a couple people
Please.
On. Yes. Please. Yes, yes. Okay, area code 239, which is Southwest Florida. You're on the phone with Tobias Pavilion.
Hey, this is Haley.
Hi, Haley.
Hi. You mentioned Lincoln Heights earlier, and that's, like, one of my favorite shows besides On Life to Live.
Yes.
And I just wanted to say that when, like, well, sorry. Are there any of the Vincent scenes coming up?
Excuse me? Say that again?
Are any of the Vincent scenes coming up on One Life to Live?
Yeah, pretty soon we should have some scenes coming up in the next week or so. I know
that's good.
Been missing for a little while, but he's back. I tell people all the time, you know, you write in, the fans have a lot of power on the influence of what the writers are writing and what they would be showing on the screen.
Yeah,
so write in. Write in.
Yeah, I'll definitely write in.
Yes, let them know. And you'll be surprised.
I want to see more Vincent.
If you have story ideas and stuff, they, you know, they run out of ideas sometimes. They, you know, you could use somebody that has a bright idea.
Fresh perspective.
Excuse me?
Thank you.
Fresh
perspective. Yes, fresh perspective, absolutely. Bye, Haley. Have a great night.
Wait.
Oh, what?
Hello?
Yes?
I'll go first tomorrow if Maggie doesn't want to, by the way.
Oh, okay. I'll watch for you.
Thank you. Bye,
okay.
Tobias.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Tomorrow, Tobias, we're going to have on Brandon Buddy, so all the girlies are going a little crazy.
Oh,
little girls are going nuts over Brandon.
BB, double BB.
That's right.
what I call him.
Well, I dubbed this. This week was supposed to be my One Life to Live week. Okay,
yeah.
I had you. I have Brands and Buddy tomorrow, and then I have Mark Lawson on Wednesday,
yeah.
And I ended up wrapping up the week, but not with the One Life to Live person, but with a actor from Guiding Light, Lauren St. Victor. So I said I have to change it to say just Sexy Men of Daytime week. So that
yes.
was your introduction.
Oh, that's great. Lauren's a good friend of mine. I see him every once in a while.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's going to come on Wednesday.
Oh, great.
Okay, so we have another area code here on hold waiting to talk to Tobias, which is New York, 646. You're on the phone with Tobias.
Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi, this is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How are
Hi.
You?
Hi. Fine. I just have a question because I watch you all the time on One Life to Live, and I want to be an actress, and...
Uh-huh.
Whenever I'm, like, around the camera, I get nervous. So are there any tips that you have that, like, makes you avoid, not avoid, like, makes
Look, you...
you
have to have fun. You always have to have fun. After you do your homework and you do your studying, you study your lines, you always have to have fun, F-U-N. And once you have fun and you lock in with the other person, the camera just disappears. There's no camera there. So remember that. Always remember that in everything that you do. Put a little care into it and love what you do and have fun. That's the bottom line.
Okay.
All right?
Enjoy All right, thank
it. You. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. It's your gift to you.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay, Nicole. All
right.
Bye-bye.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, I know... We have a girl, her name is Kizzy from New York, and I know that she was trying to get into a call, but the show is only scheduled for an hour, so the switchboard is actually down. I can't take any more calls, but if you do have a question, you can type it in the chat room, and I'll ask Tobias for you, because
yes.
I can't get nobody else on the telephone. Oh, she just said, I just wanted to tell him that I think he is a very talented actor, and I wish him continued success.
That's thank from you, Kizzy.
Kizzy from New York.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, now, who on the show would you say you are closest to?
Oh, I love Renee Goldsberry. She was wonderful. Trevor and I, we share the same dressing room.
Oh, okay.
So Trevor's a lot of fun. We talk a lot. I would say David Fumero.
Mm-hmm.
David and I, we're close, and we hang out sometimes, and... Nathaniel Morrison and Bo, oh, Bob Woods, he's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone over there is, you know, has a really great attitude, and we really have a good time over there.
Mm. Okay. What about your buddy Sean?
Oh, Big Sean. Well, Big Sean, I haven't seen him in a long time, but we're close. We're close. That's like,
well, when
you
do see him,
yes.
You tell him I said he needs to stop fronting and get back to me with a date to come on the show.
Okay. All
That's
right.
what he needs to
well,
do. I'm serious. You know, I flew to New York. I flew up to New York in last month for that softball game, the charity
yes.
softball game,
yes.
and I finally met him. I mean, I had corresponded with him through MySpace.
Yes.
And... So we finally met, and he told me, yeah, I'm going to come on, but you never hear from him. So I sent him an email, and I said, Tobias is coming on first, so you better
yes,
get back to me
yes,
today.
Yes.
So
oh,
you
yeah.
definitely beat him in that end, so you tell him
oh,
you
yeah.
better stop fronting.
I will. I'll definitely let him know that if he doesn't get his butt on the show as fast as he can, he's going to have something else coming to him.
Okay. This is so true. All right, so now I have another question from the chat room from Zach.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Kizzy says she'll definitely write the show to show support for you as well as Tika.
Yeah.
To see you on more. And Zach is asking, what is your favorite storyline that you've been involved with? Because you have been involved with some good ones.
Oh, I did enjoy... finding out about John McBain was in, I enjoyed that. Finding out that John McBain, it was Hugh Hughes was the one that was gone, and John was actually the one that was in the fire. That was fun. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm wishing that, I was wishing at that time that they were definitely going to pair Vincent up with Natalie. That I think that would have definitely been a hot story.
Oh, yeah, Melissa. Yeah, she's wonderful. I tell you,
mm-hmm.
Vincent and Natalie, that was something that could have been wonderful.
Oh, I think so, too, definitely.
Yeah.
See, that's one thing that I admired about, I was telling Tony and Brandon, who were keeping me company while we were waiting for you. The one thing I really admire about One Life to Live is the racial diversity of the cast.
Yeah.
And it's one of, I mean, on ABC, anyway, to me, I think it's one of the better ones that have a more diverse cast. But then I'm watching as it's slowly dwindling away, and I'm not happy about that at all.
Well,
I'm not, I loved the pairing of Lindsay and RJ. RJ's no longer there. I loved you and Natalie. I loved a lot of that, but I'm starting to see, other than the resident Hispanic family, that they're starting to dwindle out other characters, and I don't like that at all.
Well, that's really another wonderful thing to write in about. Yeah, they could
mm-hmm.
use a little bit more seasoning to give a little flavor to what's happening over there. But,
mm-hmm.
That's the name of that tune. That's how
it
is. You know, that's something that would, you would want something that would reflect real life. You know, you have, like, even where I live in New Jersey, there's a strong interracial population with
mm-hmm.
couples and stuff. And, you can relate to that. You know, that's real life. You know, when people turn on the soaps during the day, they want to see something they can relate to. You know,
right.
Far-fetched and a stretch, but that's real life to people. And, that would have been something that ABC and One Life to Live could have explored, but there's still, the future is still there, and you never know.
It's definitely something worth writing in about, and you're right, it is real life. It's something that people can relate to, and that's one of the things that I liked, is because I did relate to it.
Right.
I have two interracial children, and I love to have them see things like that. I don't like them to see all one color on one show, one color on. I like both my boys to see, that's definitely something else that everybody can write in about also to get going there. Tony, did you have any questions for Tobias?
I certainly do, Joanne. I wanted to mention about this, the movie that he did called Blackout in 2000, last year. You got
mm-hmm.
to work with great actors, scrap actors like Jeffrey Rice and Melvin Van Peebles, which is the father of Mario Van Peebles, who currently plays Samuel on All My Children. And incidentally, he's going to be, Melman's going to be appearing on the show later this week as Samuel's father.
Yes.
What was it like working with him?
That's history right there. I mean, sometimes when you get in the presence of people, you just sit and you just listen, And it's just, Without that man, you wouldn't even have such thing as like independent films the way they are now.
Mm-hmm.
So just being in his presence and being an older gentleman, listening to him, you just sit there and you just absorb, and you watch the thing that I learned is it's like an effortless mastery, grows with grace. And as something that takes time to perfect, but I tell you, once you got it, it's a wonderful thing, and it's a beautiful thing to watch. And they're just wonderful people, down to earth people you could just sit there and talk to and talk about many things through the course of the day. Just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful human being.
That's great.
That was a great experience.
Yeah, and his son, and also his son Mario is a very talented writer and director as well, producer and director as well. So, would you like to work with him sometimes?
Oh man, I would love to. I hear nowadays, he's definitely doing more directing than his own acting, and I would love to work with a talented brother like himself. I may do one of the new black westerns or something.
That would be good.
That'll be very interesting indeed.
That would be good, you know.
I think he's the one of the like black cowboys with like Glenn Turman and those guys.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
There you go.
No, I think that would be a really good idea.
Oh yeah. Mm. Glenn Turman is one of my favorite actors out there. There's so many wonderful. I love Dorian in Music. He's a wonderful actor and so many. What's my friend's name off the wire that I really like? Andre Rio. He's wonderful
mm-hmm.
actors. You know, these guys are super talented. I directed a film that I'm working on, and you know, some of these young kids that are coming up, they're wonderful, raw talents, just amazing. You know.
Right.
I pull from them. You know, I pull from all those places. You know.
Well, is there anything going on right now with you that we can see you in soon other than One Life to Live or something else?
Yeah, yeah. I have a couple films that will be coming out in the next year or so. Right now they don't have any titles to it, so I wasn't able to let you know. But you will be seeing me in the near future. You just have to keep your eyes and ears open and hear there for you. But know that I'm still working, keeping very busy at all times.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that because I mean, and I've said this to other people that I've had on the show that I feel are underused on the soaps. I've had some General Hospital people as well as One Life to Live. I had Eileen Kristen on the show a couple weeks ago, and I feel she's extremely underused on One Life to Live also.
Oh, wonderful talent, too.
Yeah, she's really amazing. If you've never seen her in her early years on Ryan's Hope, I suggest that you just, like, TiVo a couple episodes of it. It comes on SoapNet. TiVo a couple of it, and you'll see the young Eileen, and she's just amazing. And they just waste her over there also. I hate to see that happen with you guys, and I can guarantee you that there will be a writing campaign started for you to see more of Vincent Jones. I mean, because, you know, this girl from Yonkers knows how to talk, honey.
I can do it. Hey, let them know. Knock the door down.
Absolutely. The New Yorkers got to stick together, buddy.
Hey, you know how we do. We don't wait.
I know.
We don't wait.
Go take your pick.
That's
right.
We go out there and get.
That's right.
How James Brown said, I don't want nobody to give me nothing. I open up the door and I get it myself.
Exactly. I love it. Well, Tobias, I wanted to ask you if you would be able to do a tiny little promotion for the show for me, being that we are recording, if maybe you could just say, hi, this is Tobias Trevilian on Stardish Radio, something like that that I could use in the future for the show.
Yes. Okay.
So whenever you're ready, just speak into the phone and...
All right. Okay, this is Tobias Trevilian, and you're hearing me on Stardust Radio.
Love you so much. Kizzy from New York is saying, if you're still on, she wishes you well, and thank you for all of the love you show your fans, because he is a total sweetheart.
Thank you so much, Kizzy. Thank you so much.
And everyone is in the chat room basically is saying the same thing. That they love you and they want to see more of Vincent Jones. So there's going to be a writing campaign started for you, Tobias. I can guarantee you that.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And like I said, you will be seeing me in the near future. Just keep your eyes and ears open, and I will be there.
Let me ask you a question real quick. Do you manage your own MySpace page?
No, I don't. I don't get into all that stuff.
Okay, well, then tell them to update it.
Yeah,
whoever's doing it, tell them to update it.
Yeah, they need to update that.
Yeah,
I'm good on them. They're going to update that.
Yeah, tell them to update that stuff.
I know.
Okay, listen, Tobias, I thank you for calling in. I don't want to keep you any longer. Tell your beautiful wife I said thank you for loaning you to us for the night. And I wish you much success. And when you are ready to come out with some stuff, I'm going to be contacting you again to come back on and talk about it.
Oh, please do.
I will. And I'm going to contact you either tomorrow or sometime during the week to get that information on the Michelle Thomas Admiration Society, because I really want to post all that for everyone and hand it out to a few people that I think might be able to help you.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Thank you so much. And
all right,
everybody
Tobias.
Out there, you know, thanks for the support, and, you know, God bless you.
All right, Tobias. Thank you
all
so
right,
much.
Tobias.
God bless.
Take care, my man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Tony. You going to be on tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'll be here with Brandon tomorrow. I'll be here with Brandon B or B double B, as he says.
Absolutely.
It's
going
right,
to be Brandy.
Crazy tomorrow night. It's going to be crazy.
Yes. Yes, it is. Is Brandon still on?
I sure am.
All right, cool. All right. Well, I thank you guys for hanging out with me. I know we probably could have ended up keeping them longer, but it is late, so.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's about 11:15 Eastern time, so, yeah.
Yeah, it is. And I'm having such a storm over here in Florida right now. My son, my seven-year-old, just woke up, and he came out, and he's mad because it's the lightning is just unbelievable, so.
Yeah, I know how he feels. I know how he feels about that, but I already know how
All right, guys. Well, I will talk to you both tomorrow, and thank you for hanging out with me.
All right, Joanne, have a pleasant night, and have a pleasant night, everybody. Brandon, you too. See you tomorrow. Talk to you tomorrow night.
Thanks
okay,
for
good
night,
Joanne.
Brandon.
Bye, guys.
Thanks.
Bye, now.